This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمداً عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقال تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي All praises belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him, we seek His help, His assistance in all our matters. We send peace, salutations, blessings, and mercy upon the last of the prophets, the leader of all the messengers, Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon his family, upon his companions, and upon all those who follow him up until the last day. My beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, the topic of today's khutbah is a big reminder for Ahlul Iman, for the people of faith. The topic is from the characters or from the characteristics of the people of Jannah. At the first, every Jumu'ah, every Friday, we remind each other to uphold, to gain the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For indeed, the one who gains the consciousness of Allah Rabbul Izzah, they are the people who are successful fi dunya wal akhirah, in this world and in the hereafter. For indeed, my brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is extremely merciful. He has built Jannah already for us. And at the moment, I would like to invite your attention to the fact, to the reality, to have the feeling, the real feeling, every day and night, that we are living to gain the right goal, and that is Jannah. We should not be oblivious from the fact that there is Jannah that is waiting for us, the real home that we belong. Because the reality is, we do not belong to this world. We see every single day millions of people depart from this world. Where do they go? They go either to the successful place, to the peaceful place, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about in the Quran, Wallahu yad'u ila daris salam. Allah invites you, Allah calls you to the place of peace, and that's Jannah. Wa yahdi man yasha'u ila siratin mustaqim. And Allah guides whomever He wills to the straight path. So those people who are on the straight path, they go to Jannah. And those who deviate from the right path, they go to the hellfire. Which means that every single day we have been reminded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, looking at around us in this right world, that people are departing, they are dying. And we know for sure that we will follow them one day or the other. And we just don't know when that moment will come when we have to depart from this world. Which means that this life is temporary. It's mata, as Allah calls it. It's trivial, temporary. So why do we want to barter, exchange this world with the one which is khalidina fiha abada? In it you will live in forever. So I would like to invite your attention to feel in your life that there is Jannah. This is a reality. Al-Jannatul Haqq. The Jannah is the truth. It's a reality. And the more you feel that it to be a reality, you will work for that reality. We have a very shallow feeling of Jannah. Yes, Jannah is there. And every Muslim, without an exception, feel for it and dream for it. That's there, given. But then Jannah cannot be achieved just by your feeling. It needs to be worked out. And that is the core topic of today's khutbah. What are the characteristics? What are the traits of the people of Jannah? And as I was mentioning, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is extremely merciful. So He's already built Jannah for us, and He has given us this world, this life, 30, 40, 60, 80, 100 years of life. In this life, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, blessed us with the guidance of the Quran and with the role model of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, showed us what the real path is, showed us how and who are those people who will belong to Jannah. And in Jannah, subhanallah, the feeling that we need to always keep up is, in Jannah, you have no tensions, no risks, eternal peace, absolute bliss, absolute satisfaction. Ask what you want, it will be given to you. No bills, no end of the month, you know, pressure, nothing. It's all full of peace. This is what we need to feel. And then only we will realize the value of Jannah. Why did the Anbiya, why did the Sahaba, why did the Anbiya, why the people who are pious, why do they really looking forward for that? That's valuable. That's absolutely priceless. So we need to live with that feeling that there is Jannah for me. And this life that I'm living, it needs to be in the follow-up of the good deeds that I need to do so that I can achieve my real destination. So what are the traits of the people of Jannah? My brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed us in the Quran, Allah Rabbul Izzah, He says, and those who fear of His Lord's position, and those because of that fear, they restrict themselves from unlawful things, from wrongdoings. They are the people of Jannah. We know, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, obviously, being our creator, He knows that there are temptations out there. There are attractions around. There are fantasies over there. And we will be tempted. We might be misled. Allah warns us, hold on. Have some self-control. Don't ever get into something which is unlawful, which displeases your Rabb. When you have that self-control, those are the people of Jannah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He grants Jannah to those who have self-sufficiency, meaning that you are filled with satisfaction with what Allah Rabbul Izzah has given you. You don't look around and pop into the lives of others and see, he has it, I don't have it. And that is the starting step of your ungratefulness towards your Rabb. Allah knows whom to give, when to give, how much to give. We can't question Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the people of Jannah are those people who are self-sufficient, who are thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with what they have, with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them. The people of Jannah, my brothers and sisters, are those who are attentive to their salah. Those who are conscious that this is the standing, this is the meeting, this is the appointment, which is far more greater than anything else on the face of the earth. They are the people of Jannah. The people of Jannah are those who prevent themselves from ill speech. You know, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, "Kuffa alayka illa min al-khayr." Hold on your tongue except that which is good. Which means we got to speak only that which is good. We need to control. Hold on your tongue. from that which is bad. Ill speech is something which is so deserting. It is not the trait of the people of Jannah. People of Jannah are those who ensure that they give in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is from Allah, as Allah Rabbul Izzah, He says, وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ, and provide from that which we have provided you. They are the people of Jannah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among those who are the people of Jannah. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. So my beloved brothers and sisters, we got to ensure that we go and serve through the Kalam of Allah, the glorious Quran, every single day, and look at the portion. What is Jannah all about? What are the traits that we can actually gain so that I can, you know, be among the people of Jannah? As I was mentioning, we got to ensure that we be serious about getting Jannah. Everybody is sincere. Everybody knows that we want Jannah. You ask any Muslim on the face of the earth, do you need Jannah? Of course I need Jannah. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put this life as a test for the believers, to ensure that we pass through that test and show up our characteristics. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he told, if you have got four qualities, don't worry if you miss anything from this world. The first one he talks about is fulfilling trusts. Fulfilling your promises is among the traits of the people of Jannah. Being truthful in your speech. Never, ever say a lie. Never is a trait of a people of Jannah who lies in this world. They will never get into there. So be the people of truth. The third, he said, who are self-sufficient, who are satisfied with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them. The fourth, he says, those who have self-restraint, those who have self-control. They don't jump over others' things. They don't eat up others' properties. They don't intervene in others' matters. My brothers and sisters, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he told us to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Jannatul Firdaus. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, and this is the question to myself and to all of you, how many times a day do we ask Allah, oh Allah, Allahumma inni as'aluka al-Jannah. How many times do we ask? This is the given fact that everyone wants Jannah, but do you ask for it? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, if you ask for Jannah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, thrice, Allah will grant it. So keep a habit every single day, at least thrice. Oh Allah, grant me Jannah. Oh Allah, grant me Jannah. And when you are thinking about Jannah, don't lower yourself. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Jannah has 100 levels. When you ask Jannah, ask for Al-Firdaus, which is the topmost level. Why not? Because if you were to give in, if I were to give in a choice between a normal car or a very luxury car, we would opt for a luxury car for this dunya. But for akhirah, we want it much more than that, subhanallah. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, when you ask for Jannah, ask for Al-Firdaus. That's the highest level of Jannah. And we shouldn't stop there. We should ask for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We should ask Allah to help us among those, to make us among those who can see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the ultimate pleasure of Jannah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among those who follow these traits, who will be among those who will be the people of Jannah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant well-being and success to His Highness Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al-Nahyan, the President of the UAE. Likewise, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless all the rulers of the Emirates. We ask Allah Almighty to protect this beautiful nation, the UAE, from all kinds of evils and harms. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to have mercy on all the Muslim lands. We ask Allah Almighty to grant guidance to the entire humanity. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون وأقيموا الصلاة